Back in December, we heard about a new all-electric community boat being launched in Milton Keynes. The Bedford and Milton Keynes Waterway Trust came onto the show to ask for suggestions for what they should call it. Now, thanks to your help, the new boat now has a name, which we can exclusively reveal. Now, I have the envelope. It's all very exciting, isn't it?
Very exciting.
It's all about Oscars, although the envelope's not very glamorous.
A drum roll.
But, have you got a drum roll? That'll do. The name might sound familiar. It was what?
No.
Read
out the name.
You have to say what.
Electra.
Ooh,
Electra.
What a good name.
What a good name. Electra. Now, that name might sound familiar. It was from Sheila from St. Albans. She came up with that suggestion when she called into the show.
Good morning to you all. Good morning. How about a name, a female-type name, Electra?
Ooh, I like that.
Electra. I tell you what, Sheila, you might have hit the nail on the head there straight away. That's good, that one. Cheers,
yeah,
Sheila.
Fantastic.
James Clifton is from Bedford and Milton Keynes Waterway Trust and joins us on the line now. Good morning to you, James.
Hello, Andy. How are you?
I'm fine and dandy, pal. You didn't need to have a competition. Sheila sorted it out straight away.
It was brilliant, wasn't it? Absolutely fantastic. And Andy, can I say an absolutely massive thank you to you and the whole team at BBC Three Counties Radio for publicising it. We had over 200 suggestions. It was fantastic.
Oh, that's amazing. What other sort of suggestions did you have then?
Oh, goodness, it was everything from a humorous boaty MK boat face to Bright Spark, Alan Turing, Tranquility, and Milton Queen. But Electra was just wonderful, outstanding.
Brilliant. How did you pick the winner then? Was there like a little committee?
Yes, I'm part of the team from the Bedford and Milton Keynes Waterway Trust who were responsible for commissioning the boat. And we looked at all 270 suggestions. We then each produced our own top three and then we shared them amongst ourselves. And it was unanimous, and we're absolutely delighted. And, of course, now that you, Andy, have announced it, we can tell the sign writer and they'll be painting it on the side of the boat in the boatyard.
Brilliant. Just remind us a little bit about this boat.
Electra is based on a traditional 54-foot-long narrowboat, but what makes her particularly special is that she'll be all electric. So the quieter motor will allow her to glide almost silently along the Grand Union Canal, which will allow the passengers to enjoy the wildlife undisturbed alongside the boat, as well as seeing the sights of Milton Keynes. She can carry up to 12 passengers, and what's important is that she's fully accessible, so there'll be a lavatory provision and access lift for wheelchair users.
And when will it be ready for launch?
All being well, and COVID restrictions and everything else, we'll be craning her in into the water at the end of March, early April, then undergoing those wonderful sea trials, training
yes.
volunteers and so on, and start training probably in June.
That's amazing. And being like a ship, do we have to like smash a bottle over the bow and stuff like that?
Do you really expect me to waste a bottle of champagne? You might pull some. But Andy, you're a former Royal Navy man, I think. Is that right?
Well, I don't like to talk about it, but yes, I am, James. Yes, yes.
Well, I know you probably sneaked into the bridge, you know, at the dead of night when the captain's asleep and had a little go at steering. But would you have to have a go at steering Electra when COVID
would
everything?
Once we are able to do that, I would be honoured and I would love that. Can I dress up like an admiral?
As long as you got the peak cap, absolutely. Oh, and plenty of a scrambled egg on the top.
We would love you'd love. Although executive producer Ben, you do get a little bit seasick, don't you, love?
Oh yeah, I don't like the
yeah.
choppy waves.
Yeah.
But I should be okay on a canal. I think
you should be okay as long as we go tidal. You'll be okay.
but Andy, now that we've got the boat almost ready to launch, we're looking to recruit more volunteers. So if your listeners are interested, they can visit our website, bmkwaterway.org, and follow the links to the Milton Keynes community boat. So we're looking for people not just on the boat but on shore as well.
Oh, I'm sure you're going to get loads of little people having a look at that. It sounds absolutely amazing. Congratulations on the new vessel, Electra. I can't honestly. We would absolutely love to be out there when we can sailing it. Beautiful. Count us in. We'll be there.
Fantastic. Thank you so much, and thank you again to everyone at Three Counties.
Cheers, James. Thank you very much indeed. James Clifton there from the Bedford and Milton Keynes Waterway Trust